temple of providence.
It's in his hands.
God
yes.
has the ability to bless you, raise you up,
oh, hallelujah.
And make something out of you.
Oh, praise God. And we all want that,
Amen.
Don't we? Hallelujah.
But I believe Barbara puts it, puts the role. You know, I get my role straight when I realize I have to praise the living God. I have to praise the Lord of all, who that really means boss of all. When we talk about Lord Jesus or we talk about Almighty God, we're talking about the great things of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get excited about that and practice righteousness in praising the Lord.
That's absolutely
and
right.
And it says in the New Testament, you need to practice righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that comes naturally for the human flesh.
Yes, that's right. We practice
as
believers, and we are overjoyed that we can have this opportunity to practice.
You know, you talked about Hebrews 11:6 briefly a while ago. It's one of my favorite verses. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
And it also says in Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If you'll start praising God with the scriptures we're giving you here today, in a little bit we're going to dive into the book of Psalms, but if you start praising God, you'll build up faith in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be very pleasing to God, and he'll look on your life with favor, because one day you'll realize Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For you must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
That's right. I like to use the word instead of exists, that he is the I am that I am.
Amen.
And it's even more than just existing as a heavenly father. It's saying, I was at the beginning, I am now with you, and I always will be. I am that I am is even more than just plain existing.
Amen.
He is the fulfillment of all and in all. Sometimes, Darren, I just wish I could get into my new body so I could actually feel everything.
I wish
everything.
You could, too. I'd like to see it.
Oh, praise God.
You know, I'd just like to stop and just praise the Lord at this point, Barbara. I know we're teaching on praise here, but to just praise the Lord for his marvelous plan.
Oh.
From Genesis all the way through the Bible, there was an ever-expanding. He kept giving new revelations and new understanding of who he was. And many times he used a name for that. Well, one time they needed peace. He says, I'm Shalom, I'm peace,
mm-hmm.
Jehovah
yes.
Shalom, I'm
Jehovah
the peace.
Shalom. Yes.
And he'd break that out for us in a marvelous way. But then he sent Jesus to really tell us about the Father and to tell us how to praise and how to pray. And I think that's such a marvelous thing. And then Jesus died, crucified. We all know that story. Went back and was seated at the right hand of the Father. And he sends Holy Spirit.
Oh, praise
And the Holy
God.
Spirit is now here on earth to help us in our walk and our struggle against evil. And I praise God for this marvelous plan that he had way back in Genesis that is now as ours as a part of the New Testament church.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. We praise you.
Amen.
We thank you, O Heavenly
yes,
Father,
me too.
Because thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and majesty. Oh, you rule over us all, O Lord, and we give you absolute praise and glory, for we don't want to rule. We want you to rule, Father. You're the best ruler of all. And I praise you, Father, and I thank you. I love you, Lord. And I lift up my hands in praise to you right now. And I thank you, and I give you all honor for who you
Amen.
Are. You are the great I am that I am. And you are the Jehovah, the El Shaddai, who wants to give us everything. So we lift up our hands and we yield ourselves to you right now, Father, to fill us with your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Father God, we just praise you for your name. You've given us the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. We run to that name. And Father God, we speak forth and we proclaim praise to the name of the Lord. Things change around us. It changes the atmosphere around us.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, when we lose the substance of praise out of our hearts, that substance you put there to turn around and praise you, and by praising you, we end up getting our needs met. You end up going to bat for us as you did for so many in the Bible. When they praised you, you delivered them out of horrendous circumstances. And Father God, some of us today that are listening to this message are in a terrible pit. And Lord, I know that some of our friends can't even focus their eyes to read their Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they can make a decision to praise you while they're still in the hurt, while they're still in pain, while they're still broke, while they're still down. They can begin to praise you and thank you for who you are.
Yes.
And that your word is true and that you're not going to abandon them. So, Father God, I thank you for pulling on that word strong that's in their heart. I praise you. The word works. They have every resource they need, Father, if they have you.
Mm.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Well, I'm not going to go into this today, but our tithes and our offerings, Darren, are very much offerings of praise to the Lord. And we found that with Abel, with his first fruits. And we know that that continues today. A person who is grateful and joyful is a great giver. They're a cheerful giver. And God loves a cheerful giver, it says in 2 Corinthians 9.
You know, Barb, I think we ought to stop and say just this. When you write a tithe check, you ought to praise God with it.
Absolutely.
From your heart, as yes. well as writing it in your checkbook and writing out the check, you need to praise God from your heart that He has given you the strength to earn the money, mm-hmm. and all He's asking for is the first 10%.
That's right.
And when you take that praise offering to the Lord and you invest that or you plant that in a good ground ministry, you are very pleasing to the Lord. And then He says, when you do that, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour a blessing out on you, you know, that you can't even contain, mm-hmm. and I'll rebuke the devourer for you.
Amen.
Some of you are being consumed by the devourer because you're omitting two things. You're not praising God and you're not giving Him His first fruits.
That's right.
Change that and God's blessing will begin to pour on your life.
That's right. Again, and that's Leviticus. If you want to read more about this, not just what Darren and I say, but if you want to read it from the Word,
Amen.
That is the standard of truth. Leviticus 19:24 tells us that all the first fruits of our labor are to be offerings of praise to the God. And we are messengers of God's praise to the whole world. If you realize you're a messenger of praise, and we are to be heralders announcing to God and announcing to the people of the world, the people around us, that our God reigns. That's the most wonderful thing. I mean, picketing is nothing compared to our grateful hearts going around and praising God and lifting up our hands to Him. That's the greatest.
Amen. Amen. You know, I heard Norval Hayes say one time that he was going to do a meeting somewhere. I can't remember what part of the country. But he and another friend just went out in the middle of this college campus, and they knelt down, and they raised their hands, and they started praising the living God.
Mm.
And the students began to gather around them and wondering what was going on. But it really started a revival,
mm-hmm.
because these businessmen had courage enough to go out in the middle of that secular campus, get down on their hands and knees, raise their hands up, and begin to praise the living God.
Oh,
and it loosed
God.
The absolute. And you know, when the Holy Spirit's at work, the angels are always around.
That's right.
And I just heard recently in this marvelous thing. Now, you know this, but now I know it, okay?
Yes.
You know, but you don't know.
Yes.
When I'm coming into a new knowing, when we begin to praise God, Holy Spirit that is within us begins to direct that angelic activity that's around us. And I'll tell you, that is wonderful news.
It sure
those
is.
Those angels go to work on our behalf.
That's right. And that's how you're asking us, but how does this praise help me in my situation? I'm in the pits here. How does this praise help me in my situation? Well, you just take this cassette tape and you flip it over, and we're going to find out how praise can help us get out of our horrible situations that we are in. I'm excited about this next half of our
now,
teaching.
Make sure whenever you listen to one of our message is that you have a pencil ready, because we give you a ton of scripture, because the answer is only in the Word of God. Not what I think, what you think, but what the Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to tell you, one of the most selfish things that you can do for yourself, okay, is to start praising the living God, and He's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour it out on your head. So we'll be with you here. Advance your tape now to the end of this side and turn it over, and we'll begin on the second part of this message.